Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
To the surprise of almost no one in the pensions industry, Ireland's auto enrolment scheme has been delayed again, this time to the start of next year. It's designed to get the less well-off saving for their retirement, but a new survey from Red Sea suggests that women are far less likely to have heard of the new scheme than men, and those are the ones who need it more in their dotage. Teresa Kelly Oros is the head of public policy and governance with Irish Life and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Remind us what auto enrolment is.
So auto enrolment is the new pension saving scheme from the government, and it will automatically enrol all employees in any sector across the state into the state's pension scheme on a go-forward basis.
Which is being established. And if you have your own private pension, you'll be forced off that, I presume.
Absolutely not. So it's a scheme that's there to run in parallel with private pension schemes that are there. So nobody will be forced to move out of the private pension into the auto-enrolment scheme.
It's a pretty big endeavour and not something that can be done in a few weeks or months.
Absolutely. I mean, it will be transformational. The government has said that they think there'll be about 700,000 people who will be automatically enrolled. So it's a generational change for retirement here in Ireland.
And the people that will benefit the most will probably be those earning slightly less.
Absolutely. So the starting point is about €20,000 is what they're saying. And it will catch huge amounts of people who are basically on that lower income and bring them into the pensions net, and they will contribute themselves. Their employers will also be forced to contribute for the first time, and then there will also be a contribution from the government.
Yeah, and that'll get more and more. So the onus on employers will grow as the years progress.
Yes, absolutely. So it's starting at 1.5%, and that will slowly grow to 3% and then finally end at 6%. So by the time we're done, it should be 6% from the employer, 6% from the employee, and then 2% from the government. So that's 14% going into your pension, which is a good number to go through.
And it will reduce the burden on taxpayers eventually when it comes to the retirement ages.
Yes, but fundamentally it's there as a support and not as a substitution to the state pension. So, I mean, we just need to be clear here that there is no implication that the state pension is going to be impacted, but it does mean that people will have a more comfortable retirement with auto-enrolment.
Now, you've done a survey with Red Sea, and it seems to suggest that in terms of awareness of auto-enrolment, women know that little bit less.
Absolutely. So what our findings have found is that, one, about a third of women know what auto-enrolment is and the impact it's going to do, but there's this huge swath of women that don't understand what auto-enrolment is and fundamentally what it's supposed to do into the future, which is somewhat concerning. While men have a better understanding, there still isn't a great understanding. So we're hoping government, as we have this extra time, are now going to roll out a comprehensive communications campaign and awareness in relation to both auto-enrolment and the pensions options that are there for people.
Now, when you say comprehensive campaign, are you talking about above-the-line advertising?
Absolutely. I mean, this is going to be something that is going to impact people and people's pay packets come the 1st of January. So there needs to be better understanding, better awareness of how auto-enrolment is going to change people's lives into the future and the options that they have.
It'll certainly take some money out of their pay packet. I just wonder, of the 29% of men who say that they have a good understanding of AE, I wonder whether that's a little bit of bravado.
Possibly. I couldn't possibly comment, Joe.
You could say that, yes, potentially it is. Now, apart from above-the-line advertising, what needs to be done to impress upon women about saving for the future?
Well, look, here in Irish Life, we've done a huge amount of work in relation to the gender pensions gap, which is what happens effectively to women's pensions with two factors involved. One is the salary gap that's there. But the second thing is we know that women are far more likely to take time out of work into the future. And this has a knock-on impact into their pensions. So what we are saying is that there needs to be a lot of information, a lot of engagement to make women aware that if they have any gap and if they take any time off into the future, it will have a fundamental impact on their pension. And as pensions roll on, this tends to have a compounding fact. So you need to kind of address it as quickly as you can or else the problem gets bigger.
Okay, because women take time out to have children, of course, but also they tend to earn less than men. And so that has a negative impact as well on their future savings. In terms of retirement, women also live longer. That also means that they need to have a bigger pension pot.
They do. And unfortunately, what our statistics have found is that on average, women would need to work at least an extra 8 years to have the same pensions pot as a man. So it is a kind of a catch-22 where you are definitely probably going to have a gap in your pension scheme and you are then going to have to live on less for longer.
Mm. Going back to auto enrollment, who's going to administer and run auto enrollment? Because it is a big undertaking, as you said.
It is a big undertaking. So the state is setting up a new body called NERSA to run the National Pension Fund effectively. And that will be run by the Department of Social Welfare. And then they are appointing three sets of investment managers then to assist with the investment of the funds for the pension pots.
Including Irish Life?
The tender is out there, Joe. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
In terms of the administration of this new NERSA, that's going to be done, is it by Tata Services?
Yes, that is our understanding that Tata have been appointed.
And that is going to be a big undertaking for everyone. Teresa, thanks very much for coming in and best of luck getting the message out there. That is Teresa Kelly Oros, the Head of Public Policy and Governance with Irish Life.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.